This is the Love Your Mom Life podcast, where we get real about getting out of your motherhood rut and creating a mom life you love. I'm your host, Nikki Oden, and I know a lot about what it's like to not love your mom life. Being a mom is hard, and being a mom with goals and dreams is even harder. Over the years, I've spent a whole lot of time on the hot mess express trying to harmonize motherhood with everything else I want out of life. But eventually, I figured it out, sort of. You can create a mom life you absolutely love. So come on, let's do this thing together. Before we dive in, this is my cute little reminder to please hit that subscribe button. Be sure to follow us on social, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And of course, be sure to visit the blog at youridealmomlife.com for real life solutions to help you take back your time and love your mom life again. Hey there, welcome back to the Love Your Mom Life podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you why I have a brand new outlook on goals and how a personal meltdown and then a session with a therapist helped me gain this new perspective that has completely changed my life. Before we dive in, don't forget to take a second to officially subscribe or follow this podcast by clicking that follow plus or checkmark button in your podcast app. And while you're there, leave a rating and a review. The more reviews this show has, the easier it'll be for other moms like you to find it. And if you like this episode, share it with a mom you love. We are all about moms supporting moms here at the Love Your Mom Life podcast, and the stuff we're talking about today needs to be heard by other mamas. Hey, do you ever wish you and I could be better connected? Well, we can. All you have to do is follow me on Instagram. My handle is my name, Nikki Oden, and I see every single like, comment, and DM on my account, and I'm pretty good about responding to them. So if you want to be better friends, take a sec and go follow me on Instagram. And now for today's episode. I appreciate truth bombs. Let's just call things what they are. Let's put out in the open what most people want to sweep under the rug. One such truth bomb that I, as a super high achiever, have come to understand is this. Having goals kind of sucks sometimes. I know that sounds counterintuitive and goes against everything I normally preach, but it's also true, and I want to talk about it. I'll concede from the outset that nothing I've accomplished in my life would have been possible without goals. There's no way I would have graduated first in my class from law school, or published a book, or started this podcast. I wouldn't have married the man of my dreams after marrying the wrong guy first and gone on to give birth to two of the best humans on this planet. None of my success has been by accident. That bears repeating. None of my success has been by accident. I don't believe in luck. I believe in setting and crushing goals again and again. But being a goal crusher has a dark side. Hey there, Supermom. Have you grabbed a copy of my new book, But Definitely Wear Mascara? It has tons of 5-star reviews on Amazon and could be exactly what you need right now on your motherhood journey. But don't take my word for it. Here's what Ruth Sukup, mother of two and New York Times bestselling author of Living Well, Spending Less, 12 Secrets of the Good Life, had to say. Nikki Oden walks the walk. Every truth bomb and piece of advice in her book, But Definitely Wear Mascara, comes straight from her own experience. She normalizes the tough parts of motherhood to help you realize you're not alone. Her gritty, resilient spirit will inspire you to take action to create a mom life you love. Or how about this review from Farnoosh Tarabi, mother of two and editor-at-large of CNET Money and host of the So Money podcast. Nikki Oden is that supportive, straight-talking mom friend we all crave. The one who will always tell you when you have spinach in your teeth simply because she cares about you. Through her hilarious, easy-to-read stories, Nikki offers tangible advice that will make your mom life easier. This book is a must read for all moms who are simultaneously nurturing their families and their careers. And Susie Moore, host of the acclaimed Let It Be Easy podcast, raved, "Nikki brings sparkle to everything she does, and this book is no exception. She conveys real-life lessons through her fun storytelling style and encourages you in a way that feels like a warm hug from an old friend. You'll feel her love for other moms springing off every page." With reviews like that, chances are you are going to love this book. But Definitely Wear Mascara is a collection of laugh-out-loud stories served up in 40 bite-sized chapters filled with raw and easy-to-implement advice for any mom who has ever struggled with nurturing her career and her family at the same time. You'll walk away entertained, inspired, and equipped with the tools you need to create a mom life you absolutely love. Get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever books are sold. Also available on Audible and Kindle. Often, high achievers tie their identities to their performance. Some of us have a little voice that says incredibly rude things to us when we fail. Oh, you didn't win the match, get the promotion, receive an offer of representation from the agent? You must be worthless. And when I say some of us, I mean me. Thus far in my 43 years, I've learned how to deal with that voice. I've become quite adept at righting the ship and taking responsibility for my second thought, even if the first was some uncontrollable vitriolic garbage from the You Can't Monster. Check out episode 16 for more on the You Can't Monster. But sometimes I can't. Sometimes the first thought feels like the truth, and I find myself wishing I didn't even have goals. I regret pushing myself outside my comfort zone and stretching myself to grow. Because when it's hard, when it's not happening, when it feels like all I do is fall short, it sucks. Do you ever feel that way too? I recently found myself in this situation and sheesh, it was a doozy. It lasted for several days and it felt different from the other times my You Can't Monster has reared her head. For a minute there, I wasn't sure I was going to make it out of her nasty clutches. Now, I'll pause here to remind you that I believe in fully experiencing all emotions, especially rage, sadness, and frustration, which I talked about in detail in episode 130. Stuffing our emotions down because we labeled them bad or negative, or because we told ourselves we shouldn't be feeling them, is only what we should do if we want to be that lady who loses her shit in car line or at the grocery store because someone looked at her the wrong way. Hint, you do not want to be that lady. Stuffed emotion is coming out whether you want it to or not, girlfriend. Might as well expel it fully when it's fresh and raw and on your terms. In my case, I experienced the emotion by letting the so-called negative thoughts run rampant. I allowed the You Can't Monster to tell me that I suck. I'm worthless. I don't add any value to this earth. Important note here. If you try this, understand that I'm not telling you to believe those thoughts. Just let them run. It will not feel good. You'll want to make it stop by doing what so many other coaches say to do, which is to replace the negative thought with a positive one. Right. As if that actually works. I say don't even try. That exercise is ineffective, and at its core, is a form of stuffing by ignoring. There is a better way. Let the vitriol spew. Because very quickly, your You Can't Monster is going to say something so ridiculously untrue that even in the depths of your spiral, you'll hear a record scratch in your head. For me, after a few minutes of naming all the ways in which I'm not good enough and I should stop trying, it was, "And why even bother eating healthy and working out? You're gonna die of something." That one silly, ridiculous thought made me stop and think, okay, well, now you're just being stupid. And just like that, the rip current abruptly ended and I was free to swim back to shore. But here's where, until seeking the help of a therapist, I had previously been getting stuck. I was expressing the emotion, sure, but I still had no idea why I was getting to that point in the first place. Understanding that the root of my tantrums is an underlying belief that I must win or succeed to be enough, my therapist helped me realize that all success is error-driven. The only way to figure out how to do something you've never done or achieve something you've never achieved is to do it the wrong way first. That attempt will give you information, data, that informs your next attempt. You try a different way the next time, repeating that process until you get it right. My therapist helped me see that all errors or mistakes are merely data points. They're opportunities for learning. That's it. There is no winning or losing. There is no success or failure. There is only learning. And you know what, Mama? You and I are excellent at learning. Being a mom is nothing if not a constant state of learning how to nurture, protect, and guide other humans. If we learn how to sleep train a newborn and how to get a toddler to pee in the toilet, we can learn anything. What if we just looked at all challenges in life from that perspective? Could you, from a place of deep curiosity and gratitude for new information, view all your future errors as mere data points? Could your second thought, after you forgive yourself for first calling yourself a dummy when you mess up, be, thank you for the data point. Thank you for this opportunity to learn. Could you do that? Of course you could. So let's start doing it. Let's start viewing every endeavor as an experiment. Even this paradigm shift we're discussing at this moment can simply be an experiment during which we will learn how to respond to the errors and mistakes we make. Y'all, this one therapy session has changed my entire outlook on life. Instead of viewing my big, hairy, audacious goals as something to either achieve or fail to achieve, I now see them as a means by which to learn big, exciting things. Right now, I'm not failing at getting my novel published or sucking at winning tennis matches. No way. I am learning how to write a New York Times bestseller. I am learning how to be a more consistent tennis player. And learning is so fun. Isn't it amazing what a little therapy can do? I hope that sharing my experience today has helped you in some way. I am cheering you on, Mama, always.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I really hope you took something of value from it. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone you love, and it would mean the world if you would leave a rating or a review. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Your Ideal Mom Life on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. I can't wait to be with you in the next episode of the Love Your Mom Life podcast.